Hey everybody, welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ. Joining me, JB Huskers. How are you?
Good. Been a while. Are we there yet?
No, still no word on the game. Tommy's out on assignment. Maybe he'll come back with the news when he returns, but I have a feeling it might be a while yet before we get a game release date. It's that time of year, spring football. We asked a few weeks ago, we asked the community, if EA Sports College Football adds in spring football, what would you like to see? Before we get to their answers, JB, what do you think about spring football as a college football fan, period? Like, what are your thoughts on spring football and spring games?
I think it's exciting for those fan bases that have had to wait many months go through recruiting and see some of those new guys on the field, but also, you know, experience game day where they've had to wait probably since November or December for a home game at least. And so it's kind of a long winter for those fans as they wait for the spring to roll around.
I like spring football in terms of getting to see the new players, getting to learn the roster a little bit. A bit of a hot take. If the spring game isn't a live game in terms of full tackling, going all out, I have to say I don't care for the spring game aspect as much. I like hearing about how players develop, but that final part where the fans generally get to finally get access is probably the part that, like I said, if the game is not live in terms of live tackling, I'm not a fan of it. Do you find yourself kind of the same way, or am I on an island on that?
No, it is kind of a long game. I've sat through some before, and they do get kind of long. It's not for me, honestly.
Right.
A lot more people get a lot more excited about it than I do. But it's not for everybody, especially that brand of football, because it's not really exciting. You're not playing a full on game, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And it's just, a lot of times the game just gets kind of dry and dull throughout the latter parts of it. They try to do some things. A lot of things are vanilla too, because they're high. You're mm-hmm. not going to, you know, they're not going to keep things. They're not going to show everything off in the spring that they're right. going to implement during the season either. So, you know, those things all combined can lead to a boring game. But for some, they don't really care about it. They just care about the experience. Right. They care about being back at the stadium.
I think it gives EA an opportunity that if they add in spring football, and for the sake of disclosure, I don't think it'll be in a year one version of the game. It might not even be year two. It's probably a year three or year four at best. But I do expect them at some point to add it, just because spring football has become so big over time. So I think it's something that over time they'll get. But I think with all the spring games going on over the last few weeks, it was a good topic to bring up, because so many fans who, like you said, haven't seen their team play since fall, they get to recharge their batteries. If they had a bad season, they get kind of forget about it a little bit. And spring football brings optimism, and you kind of forget about your previous season, especially if it went south, and you get to build.
Especially our fall. Fan base.
That's for our local team. When we win three games, you're ready to put last season behind you.
And now
quickly.
All of a sudden we're going to win 9 this year.
Everybody's going to be good this year, Jeremy. Yeah, that's how the way spring football works. Everybody's good. Let's get to what the community had to say. Can you see that okay, Jeremy?
I can.
Give it a second. There we go. Is that a little better?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's full screen.
Okay. So we asked the community, it was a real open-ended question. What would you add if you could add in spring football? So it's one of those things that could be very generic, or they could get pretty detailed. J-Mac Monster was the first reply. He said, bring back spring games if December signings can be part of the team. And I think that's an excellent idea with the transfer portal, which I have to say, I think we need to do a full show talking transfer portal. That's one of those things we're not going to bring up tonight, because it really needs to be its own show. It's such its own beast. It's great. It's fun. It would translate extremely well to the game, maybe even better in the game than real life. But I agree with him that part of it, the spring game, is really learning your roster. So you want those December signings with early signing day. You want the portal guys in there. How much do you think that would spike interest in a spring game or spring football mode if you had those new players coming in right away?
I think especially when it comes to people that like to play by themselves, not necessarily online or even on an online dynasty. If they're just playing by themselves and get these new recruits, and it gives them a way to test drive them and see if they really are what they fit, if they fit into their schemes and things, or the way they play. You know, is this guy fast enough? Is this guy going to Is this guy going to compete well and get open? Is this guy going to, is he going to run well? You know, is this, you know, is this going to be, you know, or is this just going to be a disaster? You know, you're not going to get all those answers in a spring game, but someone that is, that likes to take an in-depth look at their team would be able to, it's another tool for them to be able to do so. Plus, I know, and you know, when we play online dynasty, people are excited to play with those freshmen that they've recruited and see, but they don't get to do it until the games count. So now you get to do it where there's not much pressure. You can try things and see what you like, or and see if you even like the guy that you signed.
Right. Next on the list, Paul Topper says spring games in the transfer portal. As you can see real quickly, spring game was the number one thing the community wants to see for spring football. And again, the portal, such a big deal. People want those new players.
Yeah, there's no way you can ignore the portal with as many people that enter it, not just in football, but all collegiate sports. Just the insane amount of people that enter it. There's no way that EA can ignore the transfer portal in year one, even. You know, a lot of like, you know, you got AEW is bringing out a new wrestling game from Ukes that used to do WWE back in the day. It's going to be more, it's going to be pretty bare bones to start. It's only going to be a roster of 50 wrestlers. NCAA football is going to be the exact same thing. They're starting fresh. It's going to be a lot of bare bones, but they cannot ignore the transfer portal in year one, I don't think.
I agree with you. And I think a spoiler alert, that's going to be our next show. I've already got notes halfway written. We're going to get any feedback.
Yeah.
That's got to be its own. Like you said, that's a year one thing. The spring football, spring game is probably a year three, year four. I'd like to be wrong. I'd like it to be year one, but I have a feeling it's a little bit down the line.
Well, the fact that we never saw it is a big thing. We never saw it. We never saw it in the original game. So, you know, I don't, it's something that you probably can't hold your breath on to ever show up, but you never know.
I said the game previously had, you know, a transfer method, but players would come in. You had no feedback. It was all computer based.
It was random.
Right. And you didn't get, you'd get maybe 2 to 3 and that might be in a good year. Whereas in real life, I believe USC's in, you know, high teens, you know, UC teams are getting 10 to 15 guys. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant roster turnover. Q Tovall, what he wants for spring football, he says, obvious answer is obvious, spring game. I sense a pattern developing. Over on Facebook, Charles Green, I thought this was a really good idea. Position battles, chance to improve certain attributes, but also a chance to make a player enter the transfer portal. That's a good one. That would, like I said, the portal's its own beast. We got to tackle that next time. Kevin Vaughn, Romo, spring game breakout players, daily position battles through spring practice. I like that. See, the Twitter guys all said spring game, but the Facebook guys are all about the position battles. Yeah. And Barry Kroll finishes it out with team builder, AD mode, stadium expansion, multiple uniform options, Nike, Under Armour, NIL, portal, etc. He dreams big. I like Barry. He's a big thinker. The problem is a lot of those are big ticket items. I don't know if we'll see those year one, but I do like where his head's at. So before we kind of talk about what the community has said over the years, I went back and I know, JB, you've looked and what we've thought from playing our own, from looking at different forums. What should be the goal of the mode? And the thing that when I kept thinking about it and when I was watching a lot of spring games this year, the number one thing in my mind was it's got to avoid being a chore. If the game is based on the same structure that it was previously, this is probably going to occur during the off season or right before week one. So still considered off season. So if you're in an online dynasty, we have to realize you have another hour, give or take, where players are going to have to do this stuff. Does this slow down the dynasty? Is this a slog? Or is it going to be developed in a way that's fun and makes players want to do this? And I think we'll get into some things throughout the show that it's going to have a lot of options. It's going to have to be fun.
Yeah, and the number one thing is it's going to have to mean something. It's not just a Pro Bowl where you play it to play it. It's got to mean something in the end, especially when it comes to online dynasties.
And it can't just be where your roster splits in half and you're playing Iowa versus Iowa or FSU versus FSU. It's got to feel like a spring game. It cannot just be a half-baked mode.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I think people have to keep in mind, or maybe when it's being designed, what's the goal of it? Is it to develop or evaluate players? Is it position battles? Is the point to implement schemes or learn plays? We had some community members who said that it should be helped with recruiting, which I think is a great idea. But at the same time, the way the recruiting system, if we go off 14, by this point in the year, you have your players. especially with Erling signing day, you would have your players. In real life, and maybe I'm wrong, just going off the local programs, it seems like the spring game is used for recruiting like the top junior players or remaining portal players. And I can't think that the game's going to have junior year recruiting in year one. That's further down the line. So maybe you bring in some of the remaining portal players. I think that is a good idea. And one thing I noticed watching a lot of these spring games this year, the example that came to my mind was it's almost like it's homecoming minus a game you could lose. And especially it's more for former players than it is for the fans necessarily, or at least the current students. There's optimism. People want that hope. I don't know where I'm going with that. It's more optimism in terms of building for the year. You forget about the previous year. And after the game, spring game is over, you know, nobody feels too bad about yourself. If the game's not great, you say, hey, it's early in the year. They still got fall and they still got summer to train. It'll be okay. You don't usually leave your spring feeling too miserable about your team. I think some other questions and details that have to be answered, kind of big ticket items for development. When is the recruiting and portal cutoff, before or after the spring game, or none at all? I believe it was Charles Green who had a good example of, you play your spring game and maybe you go in there and you're looking at your roster and you want some guys maybe to exit, which I get it. That's realistic because that happens in real life. Mm-hmm. But you look at the video game fun side of it. How fun would that be? You play their spring game, you get your roster just figured out, you get back to that main menu and you find out 3 to 4 guys are leaving.
It's going to be like and this is going to be another year, 3 or 4 deal, mm-hmm. but you know, give the players, especially the commissioner, the online dynasty, or the user, if you're playing solo on a dynasty, give them the option, right. You know, give them the option, because you can do it. You know, you got a realistic option, or you got a fun option, or an option, you know, that's a lot less taxing or negative towards your program.
Because I can see it be where it's realistic. You know, if you play your spring game and somebody doesn't get many reps, or they realize looking at the roster, I'm bouncing. That's realistic. But would that be fun for some users? I see both sides. Yeah. I see some guys saying they want that, and other guys saying, hey, by the time I get to that point, I want my final roster. Because you're going to be, that's basically the end of the offseason. And as soon as the game's over, you're probably going to be doing week one of the season. So I can see both sides of it. I think I agree with you, and we'll get to it later. It's in here. They've got to have a lot of options.
Yeah, and you're gonna have a group of hardcore guys that are gonna want it to be realistic and have that transfer portal in through the spring game. So I think give them the option, but for EA, it probably comes down to what can you implement first, and that's gonna be what you live with until they have the option to make it a choice.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Whatever they put in first is probably the way it's going to stay, you know, long term.
Yeah.
And like we kind of mentioned, is this going to be the first look for people to see the early enrollees and the transfers? And I think the community wants that. They want that chance versus just looking at their ratings in week one and deciding, okay, this guy, you know, I signed this recruit. He was a diamond in the rough. He's an 82. He's going to go in. Whereas now you can go in and play the spring game and realize, okay, he's a good player, but he's not quite ready to be a starter. I think this is a big thing, that if they add a spring game, the community is really going to want a lot of formats and options, which you just mentioned, and I just mentioned it. I think the big one is, and I think this would help make each spring game unique, because you could always pick a different format every year. For example, a lot of teams do the number one offense, number two defense against the number two offense, number one defense, the ones versus ones. Lately, some of these teams have been going just purely offense versus defense with adjusted scoring. We saw that with Nebraska had a unique scoring format. I know Arizona State's done it. Tons of teams have put in some unique scoring format where the defense for stops, for sacks, for interceptions, for fumbles, et cetera, get points. Like we mentioned earlier, if this is a straight up game, regular game where the rosters are just split, I don't think people are going to play it very long. They'll do it 1 year and they're going to bounce. But if you can go in each year and make it a little unique, a little special, I think then you have something really unique that people want to come back to.
Yeah, again, this is going to go to adjusted scoring. Is probably not going to be something you're going to see right away. You're just going to see a regular game. The benefit of it is you're going to see a regular game, but with the new players you've acquired, which is something you still didn't get at first. But you know, at least you have something where, you know, the other things, the adjusted scoring and other things, that's going to be a long ways off if we ever would get it. I just don't see it being adjusted at all. I think it's probably going to be too much of a chore for them. And I think
it'll probably be whatever format they pick. NC07, yeah. I went back and looked to see what the old versions had, because I honestly could not remember. NC07 had a spring, I can't remember if they called it spring football or spring season. And it had this, I think they've called it scrimmage. I don't think they called it a spring game. But it had in a kind of a custom scoring mode where each team would get the ball for 5 minutes. And you would get different points for stops. And I forget the exact breakdown. So they've done it in the past, but I know that it doesn't mean anything. They can't just copy and paste. It's going to have to be rebuilt. And I'm not sure that format would even be popular if they had it in the game now. Yeah. But at least they've shown they've done it. But the problem is we had it on PS2, but then PS3 never had it.
And that's with a lot of titles, especially. It's a little odd mm-hmm. that you had so many features in so many games. Wrestling's another example as well, where you had all these options back in the PS2 days. But then, as you know, well, PS3 was harder for it was a harder architecture for them to program on.
Right.
You know, PS4, I think it was a little easier. Now you got the PS5, and it is a little odd, but I think it's because there are more resources put into more things that are more next gen, so to speak, as opposed to feature sets.
Right. I think it's one of those that unfortunately EA doesn't have the best record of year one of new titles on consoles because they generally rebuild it. And I think a lot of sports games and a lot of games are that way, period. But we're talking about EA Sports here, so we might as well keep it on them. We saw that when they went to PS3, the game was basically rebuilt. And now they didn't have a PS4 version. So this game is being rebuilt now, you know, two consoles later. Who knows what we're going to year one. Like you said, I'm a little concerned or thinking it's probably going to be a little bare bones. That if it's in the same realm as 14, I think the community should take that as a massive win.
Yeah.
This is pretty hardcore. The next one that... just because I saw a school do it. Notre Dame had a thing where they drafted the rosters. Now, I know that's pretty hardcore, and I don't know if they would ever do that. But the one that keeps coming to my mind when I watch the spring games and thinking about it translating to the video game world, injuries on or off. And it goes back to the same thing, I think, with the portal. You know, can players leave after the spring game in the video game? Yes, injuries happen. So I understand the realism part of it. But I think if you are splitting the roster, and depending how you play the game and how many reps you get, I think you might be asking for injuries to occur. And maybe some users just don't want that. Mm-hmm. They want to get a full look at their team and then they're willing to roll the dice when the season starts. Do you want a guy to get hurt in your spring game? No. I can see where a lot of people, hardcore guys, are going to say yes. But I think once the rubber hits the road, they might realize maybe we should just turn that off. So, we, you know, when the games really count, then we could have them.
Yeah, I mean, how mad are you going to be if you get a 5-star recruit that gets hurt for a year in the spring game? So
right.
I think it's probably the safest bet to have it off for now. And then if you can implement it as an option down the line, make it an option, but probably default it to off on the first year of it.
See, options in the name of the game. We talked about this before in the previous podcast that I think the community would love to see options for the year one of the game. Whether we'll get there, I don't know. But translating that to the spring game, I think it's editable squad names. And what we mean by that is, for example, Notre Dame spring game is blue versus gold, I believe. So that way at the bottom, it's not saying ND versus ND, whether the user can go in and customize a little bit, make it feel like their real spring game and customize it to their liking. Pretty hardcore feature. Can you replay downs? Something Madden had several years ago. It wasn't very well received, but I think the idea was solid. But if a user using this spring game is just to get used to their team and playbooks and rosters, you know, how wild can you get? You know, maybe you just want to, okay, I want to play a game. And something on one of the previous screens, I don't think I dug in as much as I would like, but it would fit here as well. Is the format a scrimmage or is the format plays? And by that, what I mean is scrimmage where it's live. You're going down the field trying to get the ball in the end zone. Plays is kind of like we have in practice mode currently in NCAA football, where basically you pick a play and you're just running it over and over and over. You don't actually advance down the field. You don't get to see the result of it, basically. I think most users want the spring game to be basically a scrimmage or a game, but more options, the better. one that I think if you go, especially if you go no injuries or maybe just a realism factor, so many schools have a rule. They don't hit their quarterbacks in the spring game. They put the red jerseys on or green jerseys on, or, you know, Clemson has the purple jerseys, you know, things like that. So with one of the few gameplay tweaks, do they have to put in touch animations? Because you don't want to see your quarterback get leveled and then, you know, there's no risk of injury. So maybe you have to add in, as soon as they touch, that ball is dead. Something that I wouldn't have thought about before until I started watching the spring games this year, got to have a stadium select. Obviously your home stadium, maybe your outdoor, indoor practice facility. Minnesota this year, if I understood it correctly, seeing it on social media, they played their spring game indoors at their practice facility. Why they did it that way, I'm not real sure, but that was something I had not seen before. So I think the more options, the better, because that could give another unique feel to make, if you're going to play multi-years in your dynasty, you want something to be a little different each year. I think presentation's big, because you don't want the spring game to feel like a regular game. It's got to be different. I think the first one the community is going to want is dynamic crowds. Yeah, we had that in Dynasty Mode before, but what this is, most schools don't fill up their stadium for a spring game. Maybe if you're coming off a new coach or coming off a national championship, you're going to get, you know, 3/4, 80% or full. But most teams are only getting half, give or take. You have the some that are over that, most are under. The ESPN ticker at the bottom, or whatever ticker they end up using. I've noticed that this year watching, because during the season, you have all the scores from other games. Well, nobody's given a lot of score updates for spring games around the country. So, but I kind of tracked it. And what a lot of spring games, what they've done for different networks, I should say, they show the top returning players and their stats. They show the upcoming schedule, a season recap, the top recruits that are coming in. So things that you could show to kind of drill home the new players, what to look forward to in the upcoming season. And tying back to the previous discussion on quarterbacks, maybe the option to put them in certain color jerseys, maybe user selectable. Like I said, Clemson uses purple, Nebraska uses green. I think a lot of schools use either green or red to indicate, do not touch our quarterbacks. We're not going to risk an injury.
Yeah, the ticker is going to be really interesting for some immersion, for highlighting what you've done in the offseason with the transfer portal and recruiting. I think quarterbacks with a different color jersey, that is something they could easily do right away, implement right away. It's something you see common in spring games. So I think that is something you could do immediately right away. The ticker maybe could be something you could do right away as well.
Going back to some of the community requests on features. Position battles is an interesting one. I think that's got to be a pretty integral part of this, because you want to figure out who the best player is at certain spots. If you have a logjam at, say, running back, if you have no returning starter at quarterback, you're going to have these position battles. The only problem with asking this question on social media is that the users don't get to go in depth. So that's one that I don't know how people would do that necessarily. But I think there needs to be something in there that you kind of figure out, or I don't know, I'm rambling here. Drills, mini games for progression. NC07 had the spring, and a lot of those were drills and mini games to help you get better at the game. They had a passing skeleton. They had the Oklahoma drill, different things like that, that I think help you get better at the game. And some of the community members have mentioned using those to progress your players. And finally, I think, be able to use it online someday. That's the thing. If they add in a spring game over years, get it deeper and deeper. If this thing is really popular, you can make it its own online mode. And I think that would be very popular.
Yeah. With the drills, you got to have a variety, a good variety. Do something like right. FIFA does. FIFA has a lot of different mini games that you can do. So that, I think that is something, not just the same old Oklahoma drill or two or three drills. They really need to have a variety for that to be interesting. And position battles is definitely key, just because it's it just adds to the immersion of your team for trying to set a depth chart.
And it's the whole point of spring football, really.
Yeah,
is to figure out who's going to start, who's going to play. And JB, I'd say that's really what digging through community feedback. Let me turn off the share. Digging through community feedback, those are the things that I really saw a lot. Are there any final things you saw before we wrap up the show talking about spring football? Is there anything that we missed, or maybe final keys you think that would be important whenever they get to this in the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are really way off, and even the spring game may be way off. I don't know if that's going to be a thing we see immediately, but if we have commitment to this title like we had commitment prior to where we see this game live on for 10 to 15 years, then, you know, that we're going to see a lot of growth. We saw online dynasty, something we never thought we'd maybe see it right. at some certain points during the college football life cycle on PS2. Team Builder is another example, something we never thought we may have seen. So hopefully this is one of those key things that they can easily add in very quickly to the game.
I agree with you. So with that, we're going to wrap up the show. But we quickly wanted to talk about spring football, the spring game, just because it's so important to a program. And it's something we never really had in depth. NC07 came close. They had a lot of key aspects. But still, then we get to the PS3, and we just never had it. So for tonight, we'll wrap it up. I'm CDJ. JB, thanks for joining me.
Anytime.
And hopefully Tommy will be with us next time he's out on assignment. Everyone, thanks for watching.